question was asked, how do we view secular studies, the studies of the sciences, or knowledge which is not Torah-oriented? So we should really discern. We shouldn't clump them all together. Part of secular knowledge is necessary for understanding Torah. There are things that complement our understanding of Torah. It could be an understanding of mathematics. You're going to have a hard time studying parts of Mishnah and Talmud if you don't understand math. So mathematics is important. And here we really have to divide the answer to the question to different levels. Meaning, depending on where a person's holding, the answer is going to be a little different. You have the Rambam that says that by looking at nature, one can see the Ribon Shalom. So some people think that that's the way to go. Spend your time studying science, and you'll understand, you'll have an appreciation, an awe. Not an appreciation, but rather an appreciation of the awe that one should have for the Creator. It's true, but that's like saying, if I want to make shoes, I should study how you make string, because then I'll know how you tie the shoes. So it doesn't tell you about the shoe, it tells you about the string, which is used for the shoe. It's not the main part of the shoe. You can't say the main part of being Jewish is studying secular studies. People take it big extreme in the name of having an appreciation of the Ribon Shel Olam. Yes, that's a tool, and through that we can see it. But here again, we have to divide. There's the studies which a person needs for his parnassah, for making a living. So that's studies that's necessary. It says it's even a mitzvah that on Shabbos we would help get a child, someone to apprentice by. Bekoshi hitiru leshadech. It says the sages took pains to permit on Shabbos to make a shidduch, to make a meeting of the minds between a child and the person they're going to apprentice by. So you see, even that study is something that's considered a mitzvah, that on Shabbos our sages took pains to permit it, even though you might be able to do it on Sunday or Monday, but you might not. So get it done on Shabbos. So studies which are for the sake of making a parnasa is one area of studies. A person's going to be an engineer, he needs to know math and physics. A person's going to be a doctor, he needs to know math and biology. He has a lot of science that he has to know. So whatever is necessary for one's parnasa, that's obviously necessary. Then there are things which are necessary for understanding Torah. So that's also necessary. And then we come to another realm, things which are not necessary for either one. A person wants to study astronomy. A person wants to study history. A person wants to study geology. Those are all interesting sciences, but they don't really serve any specific purpose in one's parnasa necessarily. Again, there can be situations where they would help his parnasa, but ordinarily they don't. And they don't support his study of Torah too much. You could connect everything to Torah. You could see an appreciation of Hashem in everything. So there we have to divide. You have a person who he studies Torah every free minute. Okay, that's a wonderful person. So for him, why waste the time studying other things? It's obviously a lesser worthwhile investment than studying Torah. Every minute a person studying Torah is a mitzvah. Every word of Torah is a mitzvah. Then you have a person who says, hey, I take off to go drink coffee. I take off to go bowling. I take off to read novels. So isn't science a wonderful thing? Through science, I could see the Ribon Shel Olam. So then the answer is yes, science is a wonderful thing. Through science, you could see the Ribon Shel Olam. You understand what I'm saying? People make it a goal. Learn science so that you can have an appreciation of the Ribon Shel Olam. And I think that's a little bit overrated. It's important. It's a tool. It can facilitate that. All knowledge is worthwhile. There's a difference between a person who studies science in the bathroom, and there he broadens his education, to a person who's going to take an hour or two a day to study different sciences. So if it's part of his parnasa, fine. If it's something that's supportive to his Torah, fine. If it's something else, it's just, let's broaden my horizons. So then it depends. In place of studying Torah, that's a pity. You could be doing a mitzvah, and instead you're doing something which is positive. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a wisdom of the world. But nonetheless, if one could have been studying Torah at that time, that's a pity. If it's a person who says, otherwise I won't be studying Torah, I'm going to be playing hockey otherwise. I'm going to be doing who knows what? I'm going to be surfing the web. So then you might as well get smarter. You might as well get intelligent. You might as well know more information. And through that information, correctly, we can see a greater appreciation of the Ribbon Shalom. And that information will also be supportive to Torah. But again, it's supportive. It's not Torah. So if I could be learning Torah, I'm better off learning Torah. If I'm not going to be learning Torah, then that's a great thing to do. Why not? Yeah?